So, and the ego doesn't mind, even if it's a very unhappy conceptual identity. It prefers that to having no conceptual identity, because that's its end. So the ego will cling to the guilt and associate unconscious action in the past with identity, my identity. And that's how the ego can survive for years, and it can torture you for years, saying, I did that. And it's a terrible feeling that you did, that you can now see it as so wrong, that was so wrong. But it's ultimately a delusion. Find the true I, and then that will free you of that, and then you will naturally forgive yourself without needing to take an action and say, I must forgive myself. That doesn't really work. In the same way that it doesn't, this can also be applied to other humans. You can also do that to other humans, what you do to yourself when you see what they did, and you can manufacture an identity out of their unconscious action also, and then say, this is who they are. This is who he is, who she is. It's unconsciousness playing itself out, human unconsciousness. There is no ultimate identity there. But the mind likes to manufacture a conceptual identity, not only for yourself, but also for others. So the mind loves to get in there and say, these are those evil ones, and sometimes you do it to a whole group of people. Those millions of, this particular group of people, no matter what they are, this is what they are, and this is what they did, and this, that is who they are. No, it's human unconsciousness, that's all. So, very careful, the same process, and then you cannot forgive them because you've made an identity for them out of their unconsciousness and say, they are their unconsciousness. And then forgiveness will be very hard. Okay, I have to try to forgive because I'm supposed to do that. I have to forgive them for what they did. They did such terrible things, but I have to forgive them. Okay, I forgive you. It's not easy. But the real forgiveness happens when it just you realize that ultimately there's nothing to forgive. And that's true forgiveness. There's nothing to forgive. And forgiveness happens naturally in this way, not as a conscious thing that you do, but a thing that happens by itself. It falls away. The false identity that you inflicted on yourself or another human being or a group of human beings, that false conceptual identity falls away. And that is an essential part of being here as a conscious human being. A conscious human being does not have resentments anymore, because what could you resent? It's only if you manufacture pseudo-identity, then there's resentment. So all those things just, they fall away. And there's the flowering of consciousness.